Braveheart, Cinema, and Scottish Independence by Georgia Hitch. With the independence referendum making news around the world, national identity is a key point of discussion in Scotland, and arguably no film has had more of an influence on Scotland's sense of self than 1995's Braveheart starring Mel Gibson. Braveheart, which told the story of William Wallace, the warrior who led the Scots in the 13th century War of Independence against England, aroused a sense of national identity that provided ammunition for the Scottish National Party's campaign for devolution. In that 1997 referendum, Scots voted for an independent parliament and control over their own domestic policies. Sally Morgan, professor of fine arts at Massey University in New Zealand, has written extensively on the political use of Scottish cinema in the 1990s. This image of Braveheart became so embedded during this period of devolution, she says. I think Scotland was kind of ready for this image of itself as this wild, empire-defying Celtic tribesman that needed to be apart from England. According to Professor Morgan, Braveheart facilitated a reconstruction of the Scottish imagination and encouraged the belief that Scotland needed to separate from England, even if it had to create its own opportunities to do so. Scotland got their own parliament, though didn't become independent, and throughout that time, the sense of separation from England became, I think, sensed as more possible, says Professor Morgan. Braveheart has become so important to the SNP's cause and message that it has been used in publicity materials. Posters have been distributed that depict Gibson as William Wallace, emblazoned with the words, "Today it's not just Bravehearts who choose independence, it's also Wiseheads." Scotland's First Minister, Alex Salmond, has been known to quote Braveheart as he attempts to drum up support for a yes vote. "Scotland looked forward to this with a brave heart," he said in the aftermath of the devolution vote in 1997, drawing a cheer of recognition from the crowd. However, as important as Braveheart was, a new wave of film is encouraging Scots to think about their culture, identity, and history in a different way, according to Dr. Jonathan Murray, a cinema critic at the Edinburgh College of Art. Murray says that contemporary Scottish cinema tends to address questions of national identity in a more subtle or more implicit way compared to Braveheart's depiction of Wallace fighting Scotland's villainous oppressors. The newly released thriller, White Settlers, however, isn't an example of subtlety, though it perhaps sheds some light on Scotland's relationship with its southern neighbor. White Settlers is very much billed as a kind of referendum revenge movie, says Dr. Murray. English people in Scotland being hunted down by masked killers, which is obviously more at the loaded end of the spectrum. The film follows a young English couple who move to the Scottish countryside to escape their busy lives in London. Unbeknownst to them, their new home sits on land that saw the slaughter of Scots in a fictitious battle with the English centuries earlier. It suddenly dawns on them they do not belong here. And they're certainly not welcome, reads the film's tagline. Scottish cinema may have to find new villains and victims if the brave hearts triumph in Thursday's referendum. That's going to be fascinating, says Professor Morgan, because once you don't have the evil empire oppressing you, then who is oppressing you? Well, you are yourself. How do you remake yourself when you no longer have that thing to push yourself?